Cindy Beth Davis Dykema on behalf of our monthly North Shore Arts Quarter. We're going to hit you back to the second Friday of every month, but today's a nice exception. You're full of energy and you're back to somewhat being my co-host for this segment, Executive Director of Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy and more. Good morning, Cindy Beth.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
How was the drive-in?
It was beautiful. I'm happy to see the sun shining.
Yeah, well, we like to make mention of this. I know that we do this with our Muskegon guests, but we bring you in to talk about our most northern listening areas, the Manistee area, what your Ludington, which is a hop and a skip and away.
Absolutely. And we're really thrilled to have two of those guests from those charming little communities up on the North Shore with us today. We're going to be speaking with the executive director of the Pentwater Chamber of Commerce and also with the chair of the festival upcoming in Manistee. The Downtown Development Authority does the most charming Victorian sleigh bell Christmas. Yeah.
That just sold my ticket. Probably even perhaps a free event. We'll talk about that. Well, first of all, again, the hats that you wear, Cindy Beth?
Sure. Well, I have the great pleasure of working towards Michigan's historic preservation of our beautiful lighthouses along Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. The Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy is a 501c3 nonprofit. Have to throw that plug in since it's the end of the year, and we love those tax deductions to come on in for our donations. And we do manage the Muskegon South Pierhead Light and the Breakwater Light, and the Pierhead opened this year for the first time to a great successful season, and we're excited that even though we're closed for the season now, we're ready and planning for Memorial Day opening next year.
Planning is good, but as you mentioned, dollars are needed for that as well. All right, let's introduce our first guest.
My pleasure. I'm very excited today to have for our first time on the North Shore Arts Corridor, Eva Gregoire, who is the director of the Pentwater Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How's the weather up there in Pentwater today?
It's actually not bad. It's a little brisk, but it's nice and sunny today.
We can't complain. As long as the sun's out, we're happy, right?
That's right.
So for our listening audience down here in Grand Rapids who may not be familiar with the northern shore of our corridor we're discovering today, can you tell us a little bit about the location of Pentwater and how people would get there from Grand Rapids?
Certainly. From Grand Rapids, you would just go ahead on 131 to 96 to 31, and we are right on the Lake Michigan shoreline here, just north of Muskegon and south of Ludington. Wow. We're a quaint village here.
Oh, and I know we have a lot of Muskegon visitors as well, so perhaps even closer to that land?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what would you say, Eva? I'm guessing from Muskegon it's probably only about a 45-minute drive, and from Grand Rapids probably about an hour 15, do you think?
That is correct.
Nice, easy drive, especially when the roads are nice and clear like they have been, fingers crossed and, you know, knocking on wood. So today we're here to talk about your Festival of Lights, which comes up this weekend. Tell us all about that.
Yes, our town definitely comes together and they all decorate their storefronts, so the town is very festive. We have a village green where we have our gazebo and little park there, and that's all decorated and lit up. And then we, of course, welcome Santa Claus on Saturday.
What time does Santa arrive to the charming village of Pentwater?
Santa will arrive by our fire department on the fire truck at 5 p.m. Saturday.
On the fire truck, I love that.
Escorted in a great way.
That's right. Lights and sirens will be going.
That's fabulous. And of course, Pentwater, for those folks who haven't been there, is really one of those charming little downtown streetscapes in Michigan that we all love so much. It's kind of one long, beautiful stretch right along the Lake Michigan shoreline, as you mentioned. So it's very small and very walkable, even in cold weather, should the weather get brisk this weekend.
That's right.
So I know that you've got all sorts of fun things happening. And one of the things I am most excited about being a resident of Hart, just down the road from you, is I love to come out for the horse-drawn carriage rides.
Yeah. Yes, they are free, too, for all to participate. Everyone loves them. They go right up and down the street of
Pentwater. That's lovely. And how many people can fit on, like, say, for instance, one carriage ride?
Usually between 20 and 30.
Oh, so your whole family can jump on.
Well, that's a party.
Yeah. And it looks like the tree lighting will be taking place with cookies and hot chocolate. And this is, of course, a family-friendly and free event.
Correct. We encourage all to come down and bring your cameras, of course.
Wonderful.
And which day is that? That's on November 28th, right?
Correct.
Saturday.
This week, Saturday. And what time would this all be happening? What time could folks expect to make sure that they make the drive up by?
Well, we do have all of our storefronts will be having their merchant open houses from noon to 6, but Santa and the horse-drawn carriage and the carolers will all start at 5.
Wonderful. Just in time for the dusk and for that beautiful Christmas twinkle light to hit the streets of Pentwater. Well, Eva, tell us a little bit about one of those storefronts. I know the charming Barbara Saunders Sims at the Storybook Village, and it looks like she has some fun things happening, especially for the younger visitors up to Pentwater and the Festival of Lights.
Yes, on Saturday, she will be having her Christmas stories at Storybook Village, where she just interacts with the children so well, especially with all of her puppets that she does, and she'll have goodies and treats, too, for all to enjoy.
Now, that's Christmas Stories at Storybook Village. That's the name of the establishment?
That's correct.
And she actually has... Doesn't she also have a small theater next door, is that right? The Starlight Theater?
Yes, the Starlight Theater. That's where she'll be doing her stories in. The store's all connected, and it's just fun for all children of all ages to come and enjoy.
And that's actually right within the entrance of the corner of Pentwater as you come right in. So if you want to get parking just the minute that you come into the downtown village, then you'll be able to walk and just start the trek through the Festival of Lights at her shop if you'd like to do Christmas stories there, and then just walk all of the streets and visit local merchants and do some of your local shopping.
That's right, yep. And you definitely won't be able to miss out because she has a great display already on her store.
Gotta love Barbara.
Don't a lot of stores have the storefront? Isn't there like that storefront decorating contest?
Yes, we do have a decorating contest for our local merchants here, and the majority of them do participate, so the town is nice and festive for the holiday season.
And how many folks are involved in that? How many businesses are actually involved in the downtown streetscape?
Well, I would say there's probably about 40.
Okay. Wonderful.
That's including the restaurants, too, and the realty offices.
Great. And is the beach open as well at this point for people to be able to take just a trip along? Because I know there's an easy little loop around the way there.
Yes, you can still get into the state park, and it is still open.
Excellent. So people can go down and take a look at beautiful Lake Michigan before the sun sets and make sure that they're back in time for the lighting of the tree and for Santa's arrival and all the fun that's going to come at the Festival of Lights in Pentwater.
Yes, thank you. We hope you come and visit.
Great. And you're directing the Chamber of Commerce, correct, Ms. Gregoire?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I've been up there before with the roving microphone. I had to do that again and talk to your leaders and your movers and shakers and your citizens as well. So let's look at that for 2016.
That would be great, Shelley.
Where can we learn more about your event?
You can find all of the information at pentwater.org, or you can find the Pentwater Chamber on Facebook.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Eva. Is there anything else that we've neglected to mention that you'd like to make sure we touch base on?
We just encourage everyone to shop local this holiday season, and we hope that you come to visit Pentwater at any time.
Thank you so much. I know that I'm
a big fan,
no matter what season it is, and I love especially to come out during the holidays because, as we say, those small towns are awfully fun to visit, and as we mentioned earlier, just an hour 15 from Grand Rapids or just 45 minutes up from Muskegon.
Yeah, great. I like that that drive. I bet Santa does, too. Eva, thank you very much. Director of Pentwater Chamber of Commerce, Eva Gregg, we're take care to you. I'm going to play a little Christmas music to kind of segue. I know it's early. We'll play it just because we talked about it. Would you, Phil, while we get our next guest on, Cindy
Beth? I'd be thrilled. We are actually going to be talking a lot about the season. I guess it is that time of year. So next up, we're going to be talking to a lovely lady up in the Manistee area. But before that, we're going to talk about a couple of other holiday events because that seems to be the theme for today's show. Just in advance of Thanksgiving, hopefully not too soon for those folks who like to wait until Turkey Day has passed, I'd like to promote an exciting event that takes place annually up at the Montague Center for the Arts, which is the holiday concert, Walter Matsky's Four Pianos, a tour de force of four master pianists along with symphony percussionists, and the tickets for that are available at startickets.com. Also exciting and wonderful venue is the beautiful Howmet Playhouse up in White Lake as well. In Whitehall, you can learn more about this venue at howmetplayhouse.org, and I love the annual event of the Ruth and Max Holiday Christmas Concert with Ruth and Max Bloomquist. This year, they have Blue Horizon with them, including Lee Murdoch, and that takes place on December 12th, and tickets for that are only $12, also available at the City of Whitehall.
They're rock stars, you bet. They need to get themselves back in studio after the new year, or maybe before, to play some holiday music. Mm-hmm. All right, introduce our next guest formally.
My pleasure. This is our first time speaking again with this guest as well. So today we have Rachel Brooks with us. She's the chair of the 27th annual Victorian Sleigh Bell Parade and Old Christmas Weekend. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
I am so excited to be promoting this event because this is one of my favorite holiday traditions with our family. And so we're going to talk today about the charming city both of Manistee and also the amazing event of the Victorian Sleigh Bell Parade and Festival in general. So this is a really unique event, and it takes place over a span of multiple days, coming up on December, what is this, the 4th, right, or the 3rd right through the 6th?
It starts on Thursday, December 3rd, and we have activities all weekend long downtown Manistee and throughout the county until Sunday, December 6th.
And what are you most excited about, Rachel? What do you love the most about this festival?
What I love most about the festival is the community coming together to come out and watch the parade that starts at 5:30 on Saturday evening. It's an authentic parade because it does not have any motorized vehicles. It features horse-drawn carriages, turn-of-the-century characters, and a 30-foot Christmas tree that's pulled upright by a team of draft horses.
That is one of my most favorite parts of the year, I have to tell you. So we go out every year, and we think it's one of the coziest experiences because they also have roasting of chestnuts right on the city streets there.
I hope there's appropriate music played.
Oh, certainly.
Chestnuts roasting on fire.
I would imagine, right?
Or some.
There's all sorts of music that takes place over the weekend. So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about that.
There's a lot of music that takes place over the weekend. We have a brass ensemble that plays at 5:30 downtown Manistee. Backed by popular demand, we have the Merry Trombones, which is a collection of trombone players from all over the state of Michigan that come together, and they play out on River Street, which is our main street that goes through downtown. We also have community Christmas carolers that will sing in the parade and sing at the end of the parade when they light the 30-foot Christmas tree.
30-foot, is that pretty typical, or is that pretty tall for this year?
we usually have a Christmas tree that's about 30 to 40-foot tall.
And where do you get that local Christmas tree? We have such great Christmas tree farms up in Mason County. I imagine you have your fair pick.
Well, that's also a unique tradition, too, because what people do in our community is they will call our DPW and they nominate their Christmas tree to be cut down. And then our city workers will go and evaluate and look at all of the Christmas trees and determine which one fits best for the parade. So every year it comes from a different family.
That just sounds lovely. I love that tradition as well. And you guys have a really cool process that you do with regards to tours of the historic homes. And one of my favorite theaters in the community, besides the Haumet, which is my home venue, is the Ramsdell Theater. And you have tours of that along with tours of a few of the other historic homes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
That's right. This year, new to the weekend events, we have tours of the 1894 Lumber Baron Mansion, the James Dempsey Mansion, which now is the Dempsey Manor Bed and Breakfast and Inn and Victorian Tea Room. You'll see marvelous Victorian French neo-Renaissance architecture, different artwork and decorative items at that home. And the Buckley home is going to have a tea on their third floor ballroom so you can party like Victorians in Manistee.
Well, let's pretend that sounds like a neat goal.
And so there, it looks like as I look at your 3 days or 4 days worth of events on the WMTA website, WMTA.org for the West Michigan Tourism Association, it printed out to about 8 pages when I was looking over my notes this morning. And outside of all the amazing music taking place, that tremendously successful and really wonderful parade that takes place on Saturday, there's fun for adults and for kids. It looks like there's a cigar tasting being sponsored by one of the local places as well.
There is. We have a local cigar shop that has been in business for 20 years right on River Street downtown. And they will have a fantastic evening of cigars from I don't know a whole lot about this event because I'm not a cigar smoker.
That's okay. Just
that's no problem. I know for those fans of cigars, you know, I'm not a smoker as well, but I do happen to have the convenience of the notes in front of me here. And it looks like tickets are available for $10 each. And upon arrival, you can receive a San Cristobal cigar to taste, a drink to pair it with, yep, and a $10 voucher to use towards any of the special events, which is awesome. And of course, do have to be 21 to attend that, but I'm guessing you probably know a little bit more about the fun for families, so we can talk more about the kids as well.
And that Surroundings is an amazing store. Like I said, it has been in business in Manistee for 20 years, and it has much more than just cigars. It is a candle shop and a unique boutique to buy gifts for family and friends for the holidays.
And we were just talking about doing all of our shopping local, which I know many of us try to, you know, keep our money in the local community as much as possible. And another way to stay local but not have to spend too much money, it looks like, is at Santa's headquarters in downtown, where you can meet live reindeer.
Meet an elf.
This year we're going to have live reindeer and at Santa's headquarters. Of course, Santa will be there to take the gift request from the good girls and boys, and we will also have a balloon artist there and face painting and elf on stilts.
Very, very fun. And one more thing I wanted to make sure we talked about before I kind of give you the opportunity to pitch and anything that we may not have covered, because of course we said there's 8 pages of events and exciting things taking place at the Victorian Sleigh Bell Festival in Manistee. It does look like you have the Lilliputian Christmas that happens at the Manistee County Historical Museum. And I know that this isn't necessarily one of your specific areas of expertise within the chair position, but can you talk a little bit about the area's German heritage and the exhibits that take place there?
Sure. The Manistee County Historical Museum will be honoring the area's German heritage with exhibits of decorations, dollhouses, miniatures, toys, and trains in the historical setting of the museum.
It's very affordable, just $1 for students, $3 for families, and $8 for parents. So what a great way to get in and kind of dive into your German heritage or into the German heritage of Manistee at large for a very, very low cost.
Absolutely.
How fun. Well, tell us, if we just have one more moment on the phone with you, why should people visit the Victorian Sleigh Bell Christmas Festival taking place December 3rd through 6th up in Manistee?
Because you will not see a parade like our parade that we have. Again, it's very unique with all horse-drawn carriages and animals, and it's the entire weekend is fun for children and for adults.
Great. Very cool to you. Rachel Brooks, thanks to you. Manistee Festival Chair, right, Cindy Beth?
That's right. I'm looking forward to seeing you for the festival. Thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for bringing Manistee down to our listening audience.
Thank you very much.
It's good to say thank you and hear thank you. Thank you, Cindy Beth. So again, for one who's not heard this conversation of our North Shore Arts Quarter, we are charging you to bring down what is happening in our northernmost listening area, such as this. So are you okay with that? Rebooting our conversations again?
I love it. Please, by all means, if you have information about the north of Muskegon Corridor up to Manistee, we love to talk about all things arts and culture on our beautiful shoreline here in Lake Michigan. You can reach out to me on Facebook through the Muskegon South Pierhead Light and send us a message there. Please like us on Facebook, and also Muskegon's Amazing Museums, a fascinating collaboration of 14 museums and historic sites in Muskegon County coming together to bring our cultural resources to the greater area.
Great. Cindy Beth Davis Dykema, thank you for coming down and sharing this. We'll speak again in December.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Shelley.